This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
It's summer, and maybe you've thought about taking a road trip. And if you're thinking about taking a road trip, you're going to need road trip music. You might need a pick-me-up, a sing-along, or something for when you need a break from podcasts. But if you're headed out on the road, we're here to help. I'm Stephen Thompson, and in this encore episode of NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour, we're recommending three songs to blast on your next road trip.
This message comes from NPR sponsor HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel. On The Sympathizer podcast, host Philip Nguyen joins the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen to discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. This message comes from NPR sponsor BetterHelp. When you keep your stress bottled up, it can eat away at you. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to make them better. Try BetterHelp Online Therapy, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp at BetterHelp.com/NPR today to get 10% off your first month. This message comes from NPR sponsor Be My Guest with Ina Garten, a podcast from Food Network. Intimate and captivating conversations with new and old friends. Jennifer Garner, Frank Bruni, Emily Mortimer, and more. Listen to Be My Guest wherever you get your podcasts.
Last year, over 20,000 people joined the Body Electric study to change their sedentary, screen-filled lives. And guess what?
We saw amazing effects.
Now you can try NPR's Body Electric Challenge yourself. Listen to updated and new episodes wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Joining us today is NPR Music's Marissa LaRusso. Hello, Marissa.
Hey, Stephen.
It's great to have you here. Now, there is no way that we could possibly run the full gamut of road trip music in just three songs. These picks are just to get you started. Marissa, could you kick us off? Give us a song that you're going to play on your next road trip.
Okay, so the first song I'm bringing as an ideal road trip song is Closer to Fine by the Indigo Girls.
Yeah.
And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, yeah, closer I am to find.
So, Closer to Fine, of course, the opening track on Indigo Girls' breakthrough sophomore album Indigo Girls from 1989. I think it's probably their biggest hit, probably the song people think of when they think of Indigo Girls. At the heart of the Indigo Girls and what makes them so special is this deep friendship and collaboration between Amy Ray and Emily Saliers. And of course, you hear that in the way they sing, right? Like, there's the main melody and the counter melody, and they just kind of like interact with each other. Something that's important to me in a road trip song is high sing-along potential, which I think,
ooh,
obviously, Closer to Fine, extremely high sing-along potential. This song to me sounds like just like being in the car with your friends, windows rolled down, everyone is trying to like both sing the main melody and the counter melody at the same time. Even if you don't know the words, you probably know the part of the chorus that goes Closer to Fine. Great sing-along track.
Yeah, this is a great choice. And I gotta say, this song came out when I was 17 years old. There are not many songs that are more crucial to at least my own musical development than this one. I fell spectacularly in love with this song. And so for me, this is a perfect road trip song because not only does it have that great sing-along potential, but it has a hearkening back to my youth potential, which is always good for a driving song. If driving makes you feel young, this is the way to do it.
Absolutely.
All right, so way back in 2008, NPR Music put together a series called Road Trip Songs to Drive By, which was a collection of five-song road trip playlists to kind of spark people's imagination. And I put one together. I did one, of course, that was like crushingly sad songs. That's my wheelhouse. But I also did one that was called 9-Minute Road Trip, which was five songs that added up to a total of 9 minutes. And they were supposed to present like an entire entire world of experiences that you would be having in 9 minutes. And so it's like if you were on the go and needed to compress your road trip way down, this was the one. And one of my favorite songs on that playlist is Song 2 by Blur. So, two things about Song 2. One is you mentioned that high sing-along potential.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't sing along with the woohoo, and then the part of the song that's like, bah, 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 bah. So you can mouth along with what are probably the lyrics, but then you get to yell woohoo. The other thing about this song is it's perfect, ideally, if you are road tripping on the Autobahn, because it is very, very, very hard not to absolutely max out your car's possible speed for the 2 minutes and 2 seconds of Song 2.
I think that's such a great road trip song as well, because you could really put that at the beginning of a playlist to hype you up. You could put it in the middle of a playlist when you need to kind of reach an emotional peak. And then you could also put it at the end of a playlist to kind of send you off into the world. Great choice.
Thank you very much. How about you? You got another one for us.
I do. Okay, so there is about a trillion Beyoncé songs that would be great for a road trip playlist. I chose the song Love on Top from her album 4, which came out in 2011. I think there's not much I could say about Beyoncé that hasn't been said a billion times by a billion other people. But for me, this was one of the first songs that really like made me feel totally blown away by Beyoncé. It is a great hype up song, which I think is another good genre of road trip playlist track. And of course, there's a lot of Beyoncé songs that keep you hyped up. But the thing about Love on Top is that there's that part at the end where, you know, she like sings the chorus a bunch of times and it modulates and it changes keys. So every time it gets higher and she's just like singing higher and higher and higher. And I defy you to be in the car with one or more Beyoncé fans, which like it could also include yourself, and not try to like keep up with all of those key changes and have a huge smile on your face. It simply cannot be done. As a person with like a relatively high speaking voice, I feel like I'm at an advantage to keep up with Beyoncé. But of course, I wouldn't say that I can keep up with Beyoncé. But anyway, I think that makes for a good road trip fun.
Nice. Literally nobody can keep up with Beyoncé.
To be clear.
Yeah. I mean, Beyoncé has, I can vouch, like, I have seen proof that Beyoncé is great on road trips. We have a kind of like a family road trip playlist, you know, that I put together. It's called Katie is in the Car. And when I first put it together, it was probably about 80 songs, and like 11 of them were by Beyoncé. So you really, I would also say Countdown is great in the car. XO is great in the car.
Great choice.
You really, like, if you were starting a foundational road trip playlist, just dumping all your Beyoncé onto it and then subtracting is a great way to go.
That's a great place to start.
Well, we want to know what songs you listen to on a road trip. Find us on facebook.com/PCHH. And of course, thank you for listening to Pop Culture Happy Hour from NPR. If you want more song recommendations, be sure to check out some of the excellent podcasts from NPR Music, shows like Alt Latino and All Songs Considered. That brings us to the end of our show. Marissa, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. When you book through Capital One Travel using the Venture X Card, you earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars and 5x miles on flights, and you earn unlimited 2x miles on all other purchases. Plus, receive a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. The Venture X Card from Capital One. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Rosetta Stone, the perfect app to achieve your language learning goals no matter how busy your schedule gets. It's designed to maximize study time with immersive 10-minute lessons and audio practice for your commute. Plus, tailor your learning plan for specific objectives like travel. Get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off and unlimited access to 25 language courses. Learn more at rosettastone.com/NPR.
All that sitting and swiping, your body is adapting to your technology. Learn how and what you can do about it.
I really felt like the cloud in my brain kind of dissipated. Once I started realizing what a difference these little breaks were making, there's no turning back for me.
Take NPR's Body Electric Challenge. Listen to the series wherever you get your podcasts.